In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from that sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and how the wild winds drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts,
and they called her the Irish Rover.
And did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And her fate is still unlearned. She sailed for New York from that sweet cove of Cork.
She's the ship that never returned.
There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. We had Hogan from County Tyrol.
Hogan!
Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a man from Westmead named Malone. There was Slugger
O'Toole,
who was drunk as a rule, and Fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McKenna from the banks of the Banner
was the skipper of the Irish Rover.
And did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And her fate is still unlearned. All those seafaring men were not heard from again
on the ship that never returned.
There was old Mick McCoot, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for his set. For he played with such skill on a sparkling quadrille, though the dancers were fluttered and bent. With his sparse pretty talk, he was cock of the walk, as he threw the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took off his pants,
that he sailed on the Irish Rover.
And did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And her fate is still unlearned. They all knew at a glance, when he took off his pants,
that the ship would never return.
We had 1 million bags of the best legal ranks. We had 2 million coils of rope, 3 million bales of our nanny goat tails, and 4 million kilos of dope.
Seriously, why do we have all those nanny goat tails?
We had 5 million boats and 6 million horse.
Not enough.
7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of a blind horse's hide in the hold
of the Irish Rover.
And did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And her fate is still unlearned. Don't know why they set sail with those nanny goat tails
on the ship that never returned.
We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog.
Woof woof, bitches.
Then that ship struck a rock.
Ouch!
Lord, what a shock.
My poop deck.
The bulkhead was turned right over.
Oh, it's got semen all over it.
Again. It turned 9 times around.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And that poor old dog was saved by floating to shore on a raft made of dead horse tied together with nanny goat's tails.
Hooray!
I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
And did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And her fate is still unlearned. They all died in the fog, except for me and the dog,
on the ship that never returned.
We floated to shore on a raft of dead whores,
on the ship that never returned.
Well, the dog made it home.
Hooray!
But then he choked on a bone,
on the ship that never returned. I'm the last of the Irish Rovers.
Fresh fish.